in our area, the first pa, Te Rakatamau's pa. I remember down on the beach where my father used to say, show me where it used to be. It was a very clayey outcrop. And by the time I was in my 30s, the sea had eaten the clay away, and the sea has come much further in through the beach. We were told it was coming in at least a metre a year, eating away into the countryside. And that's to do with the amount of water that's been taken out of the Rakaia River. And so that the water that goes out to sea is not as much as it used to be, and it's curling back in to the coastline and cutting the coastline away. So that was the first pā, Te Rakatamau's pā. Then the next pā was Ruahikihiki, and Ruahikihiki's pā was at Orariki. That's where our church, Te Honewetiri Church, is built, and that's the ancestor that I descend and my family descend from. And then Mōki II, that was Te Ruahikihiki's son. That's the pā that is our pā now. And I have to say that I think of it as the pā. We never called it the marae. We would always talk about the pā. It's modern, really, that the usage of the term the marae. The marae was only a part of the pā. The pā enclosed the marae and all the buildings that the families lived in as well.